Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
McCraw, you're listening to Business Life Works, the show that guides you and coaches you on how to use the harmonic matching process to create a fulfilling life. We use this process in everything, in every area, every aspect of what we're doing. So when we bring guests on, it's always a wonderful opportunity to step into their topic, their expertise, and work with how to use the law of attraction to align our thoughts, our emotions, our belief systems with our desires. Today, we have Beverly Williams with us. Beverly, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can hear you, Margaret. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, perfect. I'm so glad you're here. Let me give a little introduction, and then we'll get right into talking about our new topic for today. It's, are there new rules for job hunting now? And we probably should reframe that to, yes, there are new rules for job
yes.
hunting now, for sure. I know that as an employer, so at least I think there is. So you'll have to and give me some more advice and give me some help here today, Beverly. So whether you're looking to switch careers or you're a recent college grad trying to land your first real job, nearly everyone could benefit from the straight-shooting career advice of Beverly Williams. Beverly will explain today how the pandemic has changed the job search process, and she's going to share some tips for everything from how to motivate yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally for a job search and how to turn that into an actual job that you love. Beverly Williams is the author of Your GPS to Employment Success, How to Find and Succeed in the Right Job. A labor and employment law advisor, arbitrator, and speaker, Beverly has served as an HR, human resource executive, and consultant in various industries, both in the private and public sectors. She's also served on the boards of two nonprofit organizations, and that is a lot of work. I know that, Beverly. So good for you. I'm sure a lot of experience there, just on the nonprofit boards alone.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Margaret. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell me, how did you get, I mean, certainly your career would lead you to this topic, but how did you embrace this and feel passionate enough about it that you would write a book?
Well, it began really around 2008, 2009. If you remember the Great Recession, I was watching television a couple of nights and I saw grown men crying because they couldn't find jobs. These were people, and not only men, women as well, who had long careers and had very even prestigious jobs that they had lost through restructuring, reorganization, however you characterized it, they were out of work and they were having difficulty finding work. And I was watching them on TV and listening to what they were doing, and I said, that won't work. Mm-hmm. You're not doing the right thing. You know, they were getting up in the morning routinely. I mean, you know, getting up, getting dressed. Some people didn't even tell people they knew that they were looking for work. No one knew that they were out of work. Sometimes the spouses didn't find out they were out of work until months later. Right. And I said, I can help those people. I can, you know, I can give them information that would be useful. Well, what, in 2020, we find the same, we're almost in the same situation. People are losing jobs because of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is weird. This is, if this, we're in a similar situation because of drastically different circumstances. But the difference is we're not close to, we can't engage in face-to-face conduct because of the pandemic. So virtual learning, interviewing, training really steps to the forefront.
So I have a question for you, because if you talk to a lot of employers, they say they can't find people who are either qualified or willing to make the commitment. They've lowered, changed their standards. I don't know that I'd use the word lowered, but they've changed their standards and broadened their standards, and they oftentimes can't get somebody on board for the job or somebody who will stay on board.
Well,
I think it depends.
I have been paying very close attention to what has been characterized as the Great Recession, the Great Resignation. I want to be careful about that because I want to make sure that it's clear. The Great Resignation. And I found it troubling because I also heard words like employees have leverage now. And I said, do they? You know, in my experience, employers typically have the leverage, but now I'm hearing that employees have leverage, and I'm wondering, how is this happening? And quite frankly, it wasn't until I heard, and if I could remember the HR person I heard or read who made this statement, it was something like employers are having challenges around retaining critical talent. And
around
I think
what?
That's
say
the
that
buzzword.
Again? Around what?
Critical talent.
Finding critical talent.
Retaining it.
Retaining critical
so
talent.
So it's not only they were talking about retaining critical talent, but Margaret, you're right. How do you attract critical talent? And it's both. You want to keep the critical talent you have. And so we're clear, and hopefully people are paying attention. Everyone, every employee does not have critical talent.
Right.
You may be employed, but your employer may not consider you critical talent. You need to make sure that you are and that you fit that description. What have your performance reviews said about you? How have you been at the top range? Have you been in the middle? Or does it say that you're an average employee? Or does it say that you need to improve? If you need to improve or you're average, you're not typically critical talent. And if those are the documents, the statements that follow you as you pursue employment with a new employer, that's not going to put you in the critical talent bucket then either. So you have to be mindful of what you're bringing to the table. What are your skills? What are your talents? Are your talent and skills, are they marketable? Are they in demand? I understand that a lot of construction companies are looking for workers. But it may be that workers now, construction workers, no longer want to do that and are acquiring training in other fields.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
We all aspire to improve our circumstances. Most of us do, if not all of us. So are the construction workers, for example, what are they doing to improve their situation so that they don't no longer have to be construction workers if they don't want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to become an entrepreneurial construction person, they want their own construction business, what are they doing in furtherance of those aspirations? And I don't know that people are asking these questions or whether they have a plan to enable them to move forward successfully.
Just a thought.
To move forward to what?
Margaret?
Beverly?
Yes?
Okay. I'm sorry. I lost you for a minute. Go ahead. So to move forward to what did you say?
To move. Okay, let me go back. My concern is that I'm not quite sure that people are taking the steps necessary to enable them to move forward successfully. Do they
right.
have a plan? If they
right.
don't have currently the skills and talents that would make them critical talent, are they taking the steps necessary to acquire additional skills and training?
Right,
and
right,
if
to prepare
they
themselves.
Are they acquiring them from reputable, highly regarded sources? That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can do something online, because you can acquire some training online, you have to make sure, at least that's my recommendation, that people make sure that the training they're acquiring is valued. Because if they're paying their money and it's not value training, it's a waste.
Right, right.
So they have
That's
to
right.
do what I call, they have to be intentional and deliberate
right.
as they pursue
right.
their aspirational goals.
Do some homework.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I want to go back to this whole thing about the struggle of employees, but the struggle of employers. What I've observed is, you know, the people in my company, I run a mental health program. The employees stay, so I'm grateful for that, and we're doing something right. I believe that they stay. When they leave, it's all on good terms. Where I haven't had the experience of people leaving on bad terms. They leave on good terms, and then I've oftentimes had people come back. So that's all good. But where we run into some bumps along the way that I'm going to start to energize and do some more pre-paving here, but I'll just lay it out, is we will interview people and go into great detail about what this job entails and get somebody who's seems extremely enthused, who seems, you know, they say all the right things. How do you know if they have time in their schedule? How do you know what's really going on in their life? Get them started, get them up and ready to run, and before they even start the job or meet other staff or go to the next level, they're like gone. They like drop out. Like they don't even call to say, my circumstances have changed. We've had this happen like 4 times in the last 4 months. And they're like gone. Like what happened to them? They don't pick up the phone. They don't answer. They, don't email. We'll say, just let us know that you're okay. You know, let us know you're okay. We just want to know you're okay at this point. We don't get a call back. And that hasn't happened with everybody. But that's happened. Like, what could be the issue? They haven't even started the job. So it's not a disparity between what they thought the job was about and what the job is. It's like they weren't, like they did this for practice session or something. I don't know. Any thoughts on that?
They probably received a better offer. And unfortunately, we're talking about what has changed. That's changed. The lack of civility in the workplace in connection with just ordinary living has had a spillover effect in the workplace and in employment issues. The standard has always been you give an employer 2 weeks' notice if you're going to resign. That is no longer the case in many instances. People feel that they don't owe an employer anything. Even to your point, even when they liked the people they worked for, they keep their new offer close to the vest, and they don't tell anyone about it. It's a matter of a lack of civility from my perspective. But you're better off without them, because if they did that before they became an employee, what might they have done as an employee? Right. If they don't have, if they didn't have the common decency to let you know that they no they were no longer interested in employment with your organization, you didn't want, you're better off, trust me. As an employment attorney, I can almost guarantee you it would not have ended well.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I said, you know, I always said, well, then it's just as well they're not here. They don't belong with us.
Exactly.
But it still kind of leaves you with this feeling of, oh, my gosh, like, why would somebody not even take the time to shoot off a, even a text message to say
because
thank you?
Because they don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
They don't think they owe you anything. They got a better offer. But
wow.
As I said, you dodged a bullet. And
right.
It sounds like you dodged four. And, you know, you can keep track of how many times that happens. But if they accepted the offer and then they don't show up, that's a them problem. It's not a you problem.
Right.
And
right.
That's the way I would look at it. And I'm not, seriously, Margaret, I'm not trying to make you feel better. I'm not shining you on. I mean, I'm serious. You know, if you extended an offer that they accepted and they had a starting date and they passed all, maybe they couldn't pass a drug test or a background check may have been an issue. I understand that some employers have suspended background checks. Now, I think that's very that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially depending on the industry the employer is in. Healthcare, education, especially when we're talking about young children, you need to know what has happened in your prospective employees'
you do.
Background.
You do. We in the state of Maryland, we have a law that if you're serving children with, you know, certainly not just mental health, but in any capacity, you have to have a fingerprint background check from a certain agency that will report to you the entire time they're in your employment of anything that comes up on that background check. So, you know, it is a law, and before you bring them on board to meet with clients, you have to have the results to see what that background check says. But, again, you know, some states don't have that, and you can have somebody.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And
have a clean background when you hire them.
Probably public education for elementary children or maybe even as far as high school. But there are other circumstances, depending on what the employer does, where mm-hmm. background checks are essential. And quite frankly, if you hire someone that has a history of violence, you need to know that too.
Right. That's right.
So, you know,
you
it's just I think it's risky to suspend background checks. But I only heard one report about that. I haven't heard any more. I haven't seen it online because I haven't been able to watch as much much media reports about background checks as I would like, but I will be keeping up on it going forward. You know, I'm winding down my legal practice, so I'll have more time to devote to this. But it's troubling.
Well,
it's troubling. But those are not people or prospective employees, Margaret, that you should be worried about. You
right.
should be thankful that they're not that they didn't start working for you because they would have done something
else. I am. It takes up our time, our precious time, that could go for other things, and it's frustrating that it happened. So I'm going to do some pre-paving, setting some intentions, reworking some things in my mind so I don't, because, you know, when you get frustrated with something like that, you can start to attract it over and over and over again because you're energizing it, because you're frustrated with it, because you're irritated with it. So I know that it's important to kind of write down and think through what do I want in the experience of interviewing people, hiring people, bringing them on board, having them be here.
Well, I think you should assess your track record. And if you've had really good hires, for I think if you've had the last, if you've had two or three good hires and those four people didn't show up, I think you're doing well.
Yeah, well, thank you.
No, I'm serious. Think about it. You know, there's nothing worse, and I've made bad hires. Everything looked perfect.
Right.
And it's like it's like a poison. it poisons the entire department.
Yes.
Because they're not really what they appear to be.
Right.
And
right.
They didn't treat, this person didn't treat people the way it appeared that she would.
Right. That's right. No,
and then you have problems with the coworkers.
Right.
Who don't deserve to have to go through this.
Right. That's right. It can be very tricky.
It is tricky. So don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
If you've got good performing staff and, you know, you bring it, those people who didn't come in did you a favor.
Yes. I agree with you. I do. I'm very much wanting to use my time wisely and, though, attract people going forward that really are serious about the job search, that are serious about this that I have to offer, and bring them in, you know, bring those individuals in and wish the others well. We have to take a quick segment break, Beverly, but we're going to be back in just a moment speaking with Beverly Williams today, and she's talking about the new rules for job hunting now. Be back.
Did you know that more than 54% of Americans fight with people close to them because of stress? That people with positive social relationships recover from illness faster? And that people who have a best friend at work are 7 times more likely to be engaged in their jobs? The Relationship Code teaches us to empower ourselves in all types of relationships with the new techniques and insights of the 4-step harmonic matching process. The harmonic process integrates psychology with universal principles to help people achieve their desires. In the Relationship Code, you'll learn to create positive, self-fulfilling prophecies, communicate effectively, enhance relationships on the job, overcome everyday and long-term challenges, and develop extraordinary outcomes. Published by Career Press and available now, you can go to www.margaretmacraw.com or call 410-366-9111 to order the book. Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. The friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice, and are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction. Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you 4 essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website tuneintolove.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We are here today speaking with Beverly Williams on the topic of new rules for job hunting now. Beverly, do you have a website you'd like to take our listeners to? And let's also give them the name of your book again.
Okay, thank you for that, Margaret. My website is www.youremploymentmatters.com. Your Employment Matters is also the name of my podcast, and the name of my book is Your GPS to Employment Success, How to Find and Succeed in the Right Job.
That's great. And they can buy your book at any place where books are sold?
That's right. Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, independent bookstores, and my publisher's website also makes the book available, BusinessExpertPress.com.
Business, what is it? Business Expert?
Business Expert.
Okay.
Press.com.
Okay. That sounds great. When was the book published?
It was published, I think, if I remember correctly, April of 2021.
Oh, great. So it's very recent. Great. Wonderful. Well, very timely. So, well, let's get into some of the questions here that I think our listeners are wanting to ask. And that would be, how do you know yourself enough to know what is the right job fit?
Well, it depends, and everyone doesn't know themselves. And I must admit, full disclosure, I have not always been self-aware as I probably needed to be. I think sometimes we think that we're better at some things than others think we are. Mm-hmm. Now, we could be right, we could be wrong. I suggest strongly thinking about what you'd like to do, coming up with a career plan, and setting goals. How will I achieve the goal I've set for myself? And it, in my estimation, should be more than one goal. I don't know. But you want to focus not only on yourself, but on the either industry or the employer that you are interested in working in or for. You should research the industry, research the employer. Is there a mission statement? Are there goals and objectives consistent with the goals and objectives that you've set for yourself? Is there a good fit? There's a time when applicants heard, oh, you're not a good fit, and it became a negative. I don't feel that way. Good fit can mean we wouldn't work together because we're not working on toward the same goals. That's an employer as well as an employee. An employee has a right to say, that employer is not a good fit for me because I don't like how they handle their environmental responsibilities. I see, as I ride by their locations, that they don't recycle. That may be important to you. How important is only you can decide. But you, as we said earlier, Margaret, you have to do research, due diligence. You have to be deliberate and intentional about finding the right job for you and whether you need to be happy in that job. Personally, I don't need to be happy in the work that I do. I like the work that I do. I'm content. Happy, I don't look for happiness in connection with my work.
Mm-hmm.
I look for the happiness elsewhere. But if happiness
but you want to be
at work
content,
is important
you don't
to
want to
you,
hate your job, right?
Pardon me?
from your perspective, you don't want to hate your job. You want to be content. You want to be satisfied. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's what I'm satisfied. I'm content. But I had a conversation with a person in a virtual setting, and she took exception to that. She said, you should be happy at work. And I just disagreed with her. So it depends. There is no right answer for you, the individual. You have to decide. If you need to be happy at work, then it's critical that you be deliberate and intentional about what it will take for you to achieve that goal.
So I think this is a really important topic. I'm a big believer in happiness. I do believe, though, that it's important to have some short-term and long-term goals. And I think about my own career path, and I had an idea of what would make me happy. That was to be out on my own, independent. But I knew I had to, like an independent consultant, I knew I had to gather and learn and have experiences on the job. I couldn't just, in my 20s, pick up and call myself a consultant and have anything to offer. So I remember choosing jobs that I thought I could really, I had something to give, but I had a lot that I could learn. And it would be an equal give and take, or, you know, close to equal, sometimes more than the others in both ways. But I remember thinking as I chose jobs, I always went with a job that I thought I would like or get along with the people, that that was manageable, wouldn't be a boss that I couldn't, like, deal with. But I also felt like I wanted it to be a learning experience and an experience where I also had something to contribute.
To contribute.
And that was my guiding light. It wasn't that I have to go to work and be happy, but for me, I knew that I was going to be out on my own before too long. After I had learned what I needed to learn, after I had given back what I needed to give back, and that is what kept me going all those years, it was, this is a good fit. So for you, it might be something else. For somebody else, they want to walk in and the job has to make them happy in that moment.
Exactly.
Right?
I think there's a sense of, okay, let me put it to you this way. I try to create win-win situations.
Mm-hmm.
I win, the employer wins. I bring skills and talents to any assignment, position, and the employer gives me what I need to be content, to be satisfied. I'm going to do a good job. That's part of my DNA. I'm an overachiever. And the employer will give me, will recognize my contribution and will reward me accordingly. That
mm-hmm.
makes me, that gives me what I need.
Yeah.
I think that employees generally don't look at it that way. They look at it, I'm doing my job. I come to work every day. I deserve to be promoted. And at a point years ago, that really was the case. After you'd been on a job for a certain period of time, you got promoted. It might have been a promotion in the title that you had started in. Say, if you started as a clerk typist, you might have been promoted to a senior clerk typist, and then thereafter a principal clerk typist or administrative assistant. You moved up without effort. I mean, you know, you did a good job. You might have been even an average employee would get promoted. That
right.
doesn't happen as much anymore.
No.
So
it,
you have to
doesn't.
Create win-win situations where you're giving really at a high level so that you get recognized and you want to, you let people know that you're interested in making moves, you know, learning
mm-hmm.
more, doing more.
Yes. So we have to take a quick segment break. I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation. This is Margaret McCall with Business Life Works. We'll be back in a few moments talking to Beverly Williams today about new rules for job hunting now.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer of webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We're here today speaking with Beverly Williams. She's our guest, and she is talking to us about new rules for job hunting now. Take a moment and give our listeners your website and the title of your book, if you would, Beverly.
The title of my book is Your GPS to Employment Success, How to Find and Succeed in the Right Job. My website is www.youremploymentmatters.com. And my podcast, where there's a wealth of free information that will be helpful to job seekers and employees alike, is Your Employment Matters with Beverly Williams. And it's available on Apple, iTunes, and Spotify and other podcast platforms.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. So, you know, we were talking before the break about expectations on the job and expectations when you look at being hired, what you're looking for. You know, one of the key issues is which generation are you in? Are you a baby boomer or are you, you know, in your 20s, your 30s, a different generation having different expectations? And employers have to kind of keep that in mind when they're interviewing people, I think, to help navigate the interview and to ask questions that would be more relevant. You know, it's completely different questions I might ask a 20-year-old, you know, in terms of their expectations and what they're looking for, or maybe not the different questions, but different, I would be looking for different answers because they represent a different era, don't they?
Well, you know, I think I don't want to paint any demographic with a broad brush, because I think people's individual circumstances drive their decisions, drive their how they conduct themselves. A baby boomer may not be financially secure and may work, may need the job and be willing to work extra hours because they've, you know, there's been a reversal of circumstances. A younger person just getting out of school that is a type A personality may be more willing to work hours that maybe other young people aren't willing to work because they are more driven. So to our earlier discussion, I think that during the interview process, you can hopefully get a feel for the person that you're interviewing, and that you're mindful that it's easy to pigeonhole people. He's a millennial, he's a baby boomer, this is how they think. It's not, neither group is homogeneous. And I try to give people the respect that I think they deserve. Who are you? You know, I'm not lumping you with everyone else that's similarly situated, I mean, what, age-wise. Tell me about yourself. What are your goals and objectives? What do you want from a job? What are you looking for? What do you do in your off time? And that way you can get a sense of who the person is. Now, you also have to be mindful that there are people who interview well and can and are very, very fluid and very smooth in their delivery and can be disingenuous, to be kind. And it may not be what you may not get what you think you're getting. So you may want to consider a probation period so that you can have a chance to see how this person performs if you offer them the job and they accept it. The same for baby boomers. And what I would say to the baby boomer and the recent college graduate, everyone has something to offer.
Right.
It create win-win situations. Maybe the younger person is more technologically proficient than the baby boomer. That person can help the boomer with technology. If that's necessary, it may not be.
Right.
The boomer may be able to show, demonstrate why it's important to be civil, why it's important to use etiquette in your daily encounters with people. There's a film, The Intern. It's Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. I think that should be a training film in every office, every business office, every company in the country. The way they started out is not the way they ended up. They didn't have mutual respect when they started out. They became like family by the end of that film because they recognized throughout the film that each one of them had something to contribute. And they developed a mutual respect, admiration, and affection for their coworkers. And
it
used to be that way.
Uh-huh. Yes, it did. When was that? That's an old film, isn't it? And
it's been out for a while.
Okay, good. No, I'll have to take a look at that. Hopefully I'll find that somewhere.
It really is, and it's entertaining. It's not Oscar-winning. It's not an Oscar-winning vehicle, but it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like there's just a lot of good, it's a good maybe layout of how it can be in the workplace.
It's thought-provoking. It shows that younger people, more seasoned, inexperienced workers and seasoned, experienced workers have things that they can share and ways that they can learn from each other.
Right.
And the watchword is civility to start with. And you create win-wins for each other.
Right. Now, you know, how would you tell somebody to identify the companies and organizations that are the right fit for them, for their experiences, their interests, but also the culture, the right culture for them?
Well, you know, sometimes it's difficult to tell about culture. You would have to talk to people who work there, I think. To the extent that you can do that, you should. You need to hear from people at various levels, if possible, what they think about how they describe the company, what the company's culture is. And then you need to do your own research online to see what's written about the company. What is the company's reputation? What's important? What are they Do they do community work? Do they give back? Do they make contributions? What is important? And then you need to know what's important to you. You know, you come first. You should know what you're looking for. As I said before, what is it going to take for a company to be the company that you want to work for? What are you looking for? You have to do the work. You have to do the legwork. Nobody's going to do it for you. And that's the reality of today's workforce.
Mm-hmm.
It's your job. It's your career.
Right. I think, too, you know, you can go in with one idea of how it's going to be, but it can certainly be something completely different once you get in there. And let's talk about that. We've got to take a segment break, but I would like to come back and talk about that in terms of expectations and what to do once you get in if it's different than what you thought. So we'll be back in just a moment with Business Life Work speaking today on the topic of rules, new rules for job hunting now with Beverly Williams. Be back in a moment.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer of webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you four essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website tuneintolove.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We're here today with Beverly Williams talking about new rules for job hunting now. Beverly's book is called Your GPS to Employment Success, How to Find and Succeed in the Right Job. Very relevant book, a good book that you can get wherever books are sold. And Beverly, your web address you said is www.youremploymentmatters. Is that correct?
.com, that's right.
.com, yes, yes, yes. Okay, great. And what will they find on your website?
They will find, well, they'll find pictures of me, they'll find a picture of the book and descriptions about the speaking engagements that I've had, that I'm available, what our mission is. We're trying to get people to think differently about employment. We want them to own it. It's theirs. You've got to be focused on what you want out of a career, and then you have to move forward. You have to take the requisite steps to move in the direction that will give you what you're looking for. And you have to be clear about what you want, and that takes work. You just don't wake up. I've always known I wanted to be an attorney, but my journey was not a straight line. There were, you know, I went to graduate school, got a master's degree, and worked in HR for a number of years before I became an attorney. So, you know what you want to do, but you don't get there in a direct path. But let me say this. Nothing is more expensive than a missed opportunity. And before I became an attorney, I was presented with opportunities that created a path for me that has been extremely beneficial.
That makes sense. And when you talk about, you know what you want, it kind of makes me think of Covey's, you know, habits of successful people. That is, begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind so that you can take the right steps to get you to what you will ultimately want.
But you want to be flexible. Because
right.
What you think are the right steps, life has a way of throwing a curveball.
Yes.
You know, I've heard this. I've heard people say, "Man plans, God laughs," and you don't want to be rigid. As I said,
right.
Nothing is more expensive than a missed opportunity. There, an opportunity may present itself that causes you to veer in another direction and head off into another direction that may seem to be off your course. And it may be for a period, but then you come back and things are so much better than they would have been had you just stayed the course and gone and stuck to your guns, as opposed to availing yourself of the opportunity that you were presented.
Right, right. I'm completely in agreement, and I go back and look at my career, and there were so many times where I knew what I see. This is the thing: when I had in mind, I wanted to be out on my own, but I thought the steps should be this, and that. And when I tried to make that happen, it didn't always happen. Something else would happen, and I think, well, this is going to throw me off course. But I can learn this from this experience, so just take it because that learning would be valuable. I'd get in there, and it was really exactly what I needed. I just didn't know how much I would gain from being there. So I think you're really on target, and I want to drive what you're saying home to everybody, because if we are rigid, we will miss the boat. If we can begin with the end in mind, if we have a sense of what we might want to do, maybe you want to be an attorney, but really maybe your goal is to advocate for people. Maybe that's what's behind being an attorney, right? For somebody else, it might be something else. But the universe is going to bring you everything you need, and it's not always going to look like what you need or want, right?
Well, I was presented with a unique opportunity to handle labor relations issues, including representing my client at the time. I wasn't a client, my employer, in arbitrations against attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't yet an attorney. So, you know, the training that I got in graduate school and subsequently in a job that I didn't expect to have prepared me to become a labor and employment attorney. Mm-hmm. And when I graduated, I had experience in the field that other attorneys, especially, you know, novice attorneys, didn't have.
Right. Right.
And then I got another opportunity to get a clerkship with the Chief Justice of the highest court in the state of New Jersey. And that was like, oh, I can't afford that. I have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, you can't say no to this. But the money was so low. But somehow I made it through the one-year commitment. And it enhanced my marketability. Oh, I can't even tell you how much. So I'm just saying to people, when you see, when opportunities that you may not feel are what you want or will take you where you want to go, talk to people before you say no. Don't say no right away.
I think that's good advice. I know that's good advice. No, definitely. Definitely. Instead of just making up your mind with limited information. Yeah, that's a good point. We are going to have to wrap up. This went way too fast. Because
I enjoyed it. Thank you again for the invitation.
There's so much,
I'm glad
so much
I
we
could
talk
it.
About.
It's
but let's
just been
wrap up,
wonderful.
Beverly. Let's just give them your website one more time and the name of your book. Go ahead.
The name of the book is Your GPS to Employment Success, How to Find and Succeed in the Right Job. The website is www.youremploymentmatters.com. The podcast is Your Employment Matters with Beverly Williams, available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere where podcasts are available.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for being on my show, and keep me posted on what you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you again.
All right. Happy
New
Year, everybody.
Everyone.
And I'll be back in just a moment, so stay tuned. I'm going to give you a little bit of information about what's new with me.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
This is Margaret McCall. You've been listening to Business Life Works. And as we wrap up the show today, I want to just fill you in on some of the things we've been doing at Behavioral Health and Leadership Dynamics. You can go to my website if you want more information. That's www.bhcld.com. We've been doing a lot of organizational training, leadership training, helping organizations move forward with their goals, with their strategies, and to bring their leadership teams together. So if you're interested in any of our consulting work, get back in touch with me. You can reach me at 410-357-3711. We've also been doing organizational coaching and personal coaching and doing a lot of training with individuals around these areas so that you can strike out with your own business or you can work with BHLD and help us with some of our coaching clients as well. The website to learn more about our coach training, our health and wellness training, our executive corporate coaching, and our spiritual mentoring is the same website. It's bhcld.com. Make it a great year. We're going to have a wonderful year in 2022, and we're going to have a wonderful month. So get in touch if you're thinking of a new career, new training opportunities, and striking out on your own to create your own business.